I've said it before, and I'll say it again, we are back. You just heard a trio of tracks from Sludge Keeper. Out of Italy, you heard Summon of the Deeper Muds, Tar Pit, and Artifact. That is a solo project, as I mentioned, but features some sort of guest performances from a couple of people, including Canadian drummer Kevin Paradis, who you might know from his work in Benighted, and a number of other bands that he has sort of been a session player on. He's just one of those drummers that gets around. And, well, I'm glad that he's lent his sticks to this pretty promising new project, Sludge Keeper. Again, not a sludge band. A little confusing, but there you go. Before that, you heard Desecryptor, a bunch of young death metalers out of Indiana there. You heard three songs from Vortex Oblivion, including the title track, as well as Dagger in the Christ and Omen of Terror. We're now into the last hour of the show. We go until 3 a.m. here. But, well, if you've already drifted off to sleep and you're only hearing me subconsciously, well, listener, let me just try and hammer it into your sleepy brain here that you can listen to the whole show again by going to ckuw.ca. You can listen to past episodes, not only of this program, but of everything else that we air here on CKUW. Just got to get to that website, and the rest will take care of itself. You want to recommend this program to other people, maybe death metal fans in your life, or maybe people that you just feel would benefit for some reason from checking out the show, well then you can send them to the website as well. We've got four more bands to check out here before I leave you for the night and leave you in the very capable hands of Modern Jazz Today and Amplified Radio. And this next set is going to feature a new track from Mismore. His new album entitled Prosaic just came out on Profound Lore Records, and we're going to be hearing the last song, Acceptance. That'll be followed by, you guessed it, another solo project, this one out of Long Beach. Odes Manouk is the band, so we've got a band with a Hebrew name and a band with an Armenian name. A lot of non-English going on today's show, which, hey, absolutely nothing wrong with that. Odes Manouk just put out two albums at the very same time earlier this month. As far as I can tell, they're not related. It's not like a double album or anything. And It's quite weird, in fact, because one of them is your standard 45 minutes long or so, and the other one is quite lengthy. So, yeah, go figure. But Odes Manouk has put out two records. We'll be hearing a couple songs from one of them. That one is called Boso Ragazan. Once again, pardon my Armenian. But for now, let's check out Mizmor, one of the bigger names putting out this kind of blackened sort of sludginess. It's quite a cool mix, and I've heard a lot of people talk quite highly of this new record, so let's check it out. This is Acceptance by Mizmor, followed by a couple cuts from Odes Manouk.
Thank you.
getting awfully close to the end of the program. You just heard a couple tracks from Odes Manuk. That was The Last Bastion of the Serpent's Tongue. Before that, Morath's quick little track to begin there. And we started that set with a fantastic song from Mizmor. That was Acceptance, which is the song that bookends the, or rather ends, their new record, Prosaic, just released the other day on Profound Lore Records. And now, well, it's time for me to tell you what you're going to be hearing to close out tonight's show. And, well, I'm a broken record here, listener, but these are two new projects, or at least new to me, in fact. None of them, neither one of them, are brand new projects, but this is my first time checking them out with these new releases. We have a solo project here that we're going to be beginning this final set with. The band is called Nemesis, and the album is called Nemesis. And, well, good luck to you if you're trying to find information about them online just by having that information, because there's about 50 bands on Metal Archives that are called Nemesis. And to have a self-titled record doesn't really help you when you're kind of searching for it. But it is a Norwegian solo project, and we're going to be hearing the two songs that kick off the album, A Bleeding World and Rite of Fire. And we're going to end the set, and indeed tonight's show, with a band called Volus. And you guessed it, another solo project, but this time out of the bustling metal metropolis of Spartanburg, South Carolina. So this is a project from the fella who's also in Out of the Mouth of Graves, which put out a pretty fine album just a couple of months ago. So a busy year for him, and his project Volus. This is his third full-length album. This one is called Oathsworn Vengeance, and we're also going to be hearing the opening two tracks of this album. That's just how our time works tonight. We're going to be hearing Angelic Corruptor and Confronting Shadow. Listen to that, I'll just about do it for tonight's edition of Quasar Communion. It's been a pleasure and a privilege being in the studio, bringing you 3 hours of, in my opinion, fantastic death and black metal. I do hope you enjoyed it. And go check out ckuw.ca. If you want to listen to the show again or recommend it to a friend. We got Modern Jazz Today coming up, so do not touch that dial, listener. If you stayed up past your bedtime, you may now drift peacefully off to sleep. Here is Nemesis with a couple tracks, followed by Volus with a couple tracks. My name is DJ Sweet Sammy D. Goodbye.